Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. A couple of years ago, I moved my website to Jekyll, which is a framework that uses Ruby and all kinds of other, you know, other stuff to essentially generate a static website. It's a content management system in a manner of speaking. And I also have it upload to a Git repository and some other stuff as well. So mainly just to keep it backed up. So if something happens to the web server, whatever, that recovering it is not a huge stretch. But I made I won't say a tactical error, but I made the mistake, I guess, of upgrading my build server to like the latest version of Ubuntu, which usually should didn't break anything, but apparently it did break, the build server. Mostly it just broke Jekyll because Ruby disappeared or whatever, and so of course I had to recompile all of that stuff. And then of course that also updated Jekyll, which because of course to get the latest version of that, it went from I don't know what version, but it went to version 3, and its default behavior broke some stuff. And in trying to fix it, I actually found some errors in my web server configuration, which I've now since fixed, and so ultimately all of this upgrade, which I just was kind of something you do, right? Because you're supposed to update your systems and patch your systems regularly, and yes, why not use your why not update to the latest release kind of thing? But the other side of that is, hey, occasionally you just break stuff, and you probably the web server itself is it's not impacted by this change so much, but it did require me to fix some stuff. And I even found some errors in my web server configuration, which I found after I'd fixed one of the default behaviors, because Jekyll, I guess now when you generate a file for a directory, it used to do something like directory/index.html. Now it just creates a file creates directory .html, I guess that's what it does. So it doesn't create a whole bunch of directories, which I guess for file systems probably a little bit more efficient. You're not having to create directories with one file in it, which probably does seem a little wasteful. But unfortunately, in order to get that to actually display correctly, I had to make a change in my configuration. So not a huge deal, but just one of those little things that And then I also did some other cleanup on the website as well, like I removed comments and stuff like that. And of course, the nice thing about all of this is that when I make a change to the website, there's a couple minutes where it has to rebuild and upload and do all the stuff that it does to get it to the web server. But the web server itself isn't serving any dynamic content, and there's just not much there. So things have to be backed up and all this stuff, but the joys of upgrading. Yes, and this is kind of thing that people deal with all the time, I suppose. People who run systems, you think that an upgrade is pretty straightforward, but apparently there's lots of dependencies. This is why people don't tend to upgrade versions of operating systems. Doing the incremental updates to an existing one's fine, but when you do go to the next major release, so to speak, then you might have a few little things here and there. And I ran into that, and hey, it caused the podcast to be late a day, even though I'd had podcasts recorded. That's kind of how those things go. But anyway, things are back to normal, and it gave me yet some more fodder to record a podcast on. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.